L.A. Burning, A Sweet Little Amuse-Bouche, written by Prairie Girl 116, read by Jennifer. Fandom, American Idol RPF. Pairing, Adam Lambert and Sauli Koskinen. They spill out of the car, laughing and clutching each other, partly to hold each other up, but mainly because they don't want to let go. It's been a long night, spent drinking and partying, with friends and friends of friends, of moving to music and making out under flashing lights, oblivious to strangers dancing around them. The rest of the night was all vodka sipping and more making out, until their lips were bruised and their bodies ached, in anticipation of what would happen later, when they were alone. A hired car waited for them as they left the club just before closing. The Paps were there, cameras popping as they followed the two of them, snapping wildly, hoping for the perfect picture of the lovers walking hand in hand, and hoping to be lucky enough to catch more, perhaps a kiss or embrace for the camera. The two just laughed, too drunk to care, caring only for the other, really, as they shot each other quick glances and huge smiles, while the shorter man tried to keep up with the tall legs of the other, walking fast. Out of the car now, and still standing, if a bit wobbly, the tall man closes the door of the hired car, oblivious to the chauffeur driving away and disappearing into the warm night, leaving the two alone in front of the sprawling house perched on a hillside. A long arm is placed around the smaller man, and pulls him impossibly close as they pass through a gate and up a long walkway to the house. The smaller man stumbles a little, and the tall man hugs him tight, taking the moment to stop and kiss the man, who's now looking at him with something like awe in his eyes. The taller man groans and takes the other's hand, pulling him the last few steps, urgently now, needing to be alone with this man. Inside, they are all clumsy hands and feet as they hurry toward the bedroom, laughing and undressing each other, stumbling towards their own private heaven. The tall man trips when his jeans fall down around his knees, falling heavily onto the bed, while the other man giggles and moves to pull the tight jeans all the way off, falling backwards onto the floor in the process. It's the other man's turn to laugh as he reaches over and pulls the smaller man up onto the bed and then moves on top of him, on elbows and knees, so as not to crush him. The larger man kisses the other hard and sloppy while he tries to pull the other's jeans down and finally gives up, and gets up and quickly tugs them off before quickly moving back to his lover. He's on top of the man again, spreading the man's legs wide as he leans down and runs his tongue over the man's lips, smiling a little as he hears a long groan. The men are breathless as they move together late into the night, hands twined together, bodies moving slow and fast in heated abandon, while the moonlight burns into the room in golden strands, golden dust burning down all around them. They murmur each other's name reverently and with desire, finding high ecstasy before collapsing boneless, slowly cooling on hot sheets. The smaller man wakes slowly, finding himself partially pinned beneath the larger man. Sunlight filters into the room, bouncing around like laughter might. His nose is pressed against the large man's chest, and he instinctively moves his face along the expanse of ginger-colored hair, making a soft, approving sound that causes the large man to stir and place a sleepy kiss on the blonde head moving tenderly across his chest. Feeling that, the small man lifts his head, seeking, needing to kiss the other in the first hours of the new day. The larger man finds his lover's mouth and brushes his lips lightly on the other's, gently like a quiet breeze that grows, intensifying into a deep, longing kiss that leaves both wanting, and starts another round of lovemaking in the early morning. They can never get enough of each other, and quickly the little flashes, prickling like electricity down their spines, turn into full-blown hot heat, as hands find purchase in the right places, and the sounds of sex dominate the room until they both collapse, blissed out in the now sultry morning, limbs entwined with the other, so warm and happy beyond belief. Later, after a long shower together and more lazy kisses over coffee, the taller man holds the other tightly before they have to part for a week or more. "I don't want you to go." "I know," the small man says, "but I'll be back quickly. You'll see, it'll seem like only a day has passed." "I hope so," the large man says, licking the other's lips, groaning as they start kissing deeply again. There is a knock at the door, and they both know the driver is there. The smaller man kisses the other once more, and they pull apart slowly, grudgingly, wishing they didn't have to. The short man gives the other a last quick hug and tells him, "That will keep you warm till I'm back. I'll call you." "You better. Bye, baby," the tall man says, letting the other go, watching him walk away, smiling when he sees him turn around and give him a last little wave before disappearing. Dappled sunlight dances on the open door before the man closes it. A small sigh, both hopeful and wanting, escapes from his lips as he settles in to wait for his lover's return.